Telehealth, Listening 1. Telehealth is an evolving technology that aims to help doctors and patients stay more connected. The goal of telehealth is to provide healthcare access through the internet. It includes doctor interactions, nursing services, and medicine delivery without having to make an appointment or travel to a clinic. As our work styles and lifestyles change and adapt, so too is the health industry in order to provide services to those in need. The market itself is expected to rise to $26.7 billion US dollars by 2025, as rapid growth is already happening in Europe and North America. More and more hospitals, clinics, and private health companies have adopted technology which provides online on-demand access to health information, doctor consultations, and public health alerts through smartphone apps. This greater access to the telehealth industry aims to empower people as a greater amount of information can be shared faster to patients. This allows patients to learn more about up-to-date medical information and at-home treatment, while giving doctors and healthcare professionals the ability to monitor and advise patients in a timelier manner. Telehealth, Listening 2. In Japan, one of the leaders in telehealth is Joe's Corporation. Created by Tatsunori Joe, this service specializes in medical consultations and examinations for people in Japan. The online home doctor service can be accessed in English, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Japanese through an online app. The aim of the app is to reduce the language barriers associated with non-Japanese explaining their conditions properly when visiting regular clinics. This system has a higher level of flexibility and convenience for medical services, and provides greater medical support for rural areas and remote islands, as access to doctors and medical professionals is a lot easier. Also, patients have been faster to seek medical advice, which has reduced the impact on hospitals and emergency services. As the industry goes through this rapid expansion, they are being held back by some considerable challenges. Hacking of private information and IT security are issues, while the lack of internet access in some regions and less usage by the elderly hinder its effectiveness. The most pressing concern is the number of misdiagnoses that have occurred. As there is no physical examination of patients, doctors face the risk of missing all the indicators to make an accurate diagnosis.